something. She sent it right back.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar. I will be with you for the next 2 hours, playing you some good music that's been undeservedly under the radar. So, and some regular stuff, too. I've got a lot of local stuff and some new, brand new stuff, all kinds of stuff tonight. So, in any case, I'm going to start you now with something local from Boston, Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers. This is the Delta Swing from the 2014 album Love Whip Blues, their debut album from the group, though Harp on lead vocals and guitar has put out albums herself and with others. The band plays Delta Blues, has won the Boston Blues Challenge 3 times, and they'll be playing Saturday night at Firefly's Barbecue in Marlboro, Mass. So here is Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers with the Delta Swing.
Swing with me, baby. come with the fishtail at the Blues Union Hall. Yeah.
about something that's bothering me. I was a rambling pony. Maybe I would roam from town to town. I was a rambling pony. Maybe I would roam. Maybe I would roam. Maybe I would roam from town to town. I've been looking for some woman. Making my love just come on down.
That last set, we started with a number of local acts. First, Boston's Aaron Hop and the Delta Swingers with the Delta Swing. And as I said, they'll be playing Saturday night at Firefly's Barbecue in Marlboro, Mass. Then came Diablogado with El Matador from their 2016 self-titled album. Diablogado's Facebook page reads, "We are the gray area between roots and rock." And that sounds good to me because the music's rock, some rockabilly. It's a cool mix. And besides the usual guitars and drums, There's also a saxophone and a stand-up bass. And Diablogato will be playing at the Middle East on Sunday night. Then you heard another local band, Bad Marriage, with their newest single, Electric Emerald Eyes. They're great songwriters. I love their albums and their live shows. And last Friday night, they played at the Palladium in Worcester, Mass., opening for L.A. Guns. That's a really cool gig for them. Then you heard L.A. Guns with Rip and Tear from their 1989 album, Cocked and Loaded, the most successful album. L.A. Guns were a hard rock band, mainly in the 80s and early 90s. There have been problems among the members of the band, and for a while, two different versions of L.A. Guns were touring, each with some members of the original band. And this version's the first time in ages that lead singer Phil Lewis and guitarist Tracy Guns have come together in the band. Then you heard local and beyond blues guitarist Peter Pacek with Showbiz Blues from his 2010 album, The Mathematics of Love. That song was written by Peter Green and originally on the 1969 Fleetwood Mac album, Then Play On. Excuse me. Al Pichulis recently released Special Guests 2 with his band Special Guests. This album includes songs that he and his bands have done through the years. And this is what I'm going to play is Endless Corridor from the newly remastered and re-released album Studio 6 The Cockroach Sessions, recorded in 1975. Pichulis is the songwriter, producer, guitarist for Special Guests. He's been around the Boston scene for a long time, though he's also had bands in Canada for a number of years. He had been a lead singer, but a vocal disorder put the kibosh on that, and he's taken other roles in the music since. But on this song, Pichulis is on lead vocal and electric wah guitar. So here is Special Guests with Endless Corridor. We'll be right back.
lighter now. Maybe if we try together, baby, we can get off this merry-go-round.
Change my mind. the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise.
Oh.
Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Okay, a little advice for the holidays from that public service announcement, huh? I always worry about that myself when I'm at a quick cookout. You know, is the food okay? Has it been kept okay? I hope so. Anyway, I'm what you heard in this set. First, you heard special guests, Al Petrulis Band, and that was Endless Corridor, which was on the 1975 album Studio 6, The Cockroach Sessions. I hope they didn't have too many cockroaches around there. If they lived in Brighton, they probably did. And then you heard something from Soulfire, the new album from Little Steven, a.k.a. Miami Steve, a.k.a. A Silvio Dante from The Sopranos, a.k.a. Steven Van Zandt, primarily known as a band member of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. He's also done solo work, his own bands, done songwriting, producing, been involved in activism, and of course got into acting through The Sopranos. And that was Standing in the Line of Fire from the album Soul Fire. Then you heard Boston singer-songwriter Abby Barrett with That Shame, title song of her 2016 album. I don't know that much about her. I'll have to find out more about her, which will be easy to do, I'm sure, local and all. Then you heard The Godfathers with Defibrillator from their new album, Big Bad Beautiful Noise. The Godfathers formed in London in 1985. You may remember their song, Birth, School, Work, Death, from their 1988 album of the same name, since that got quite a bit of airplay at the time. And they released a number of albums before breaking up in 2000. Being reformed in 2008 and released a new album in 2013 and then another this year, which you just heard the song from, and they had some lineup changes along the way. So that was Defibrillator by The Godfathers. Then you heard Stoned Elements, a Formian band from Germany with, pardon my pronunciation, I don't know German, and the song was Herzverkaufen from their CD Kein Fragen. The songs on that disc are in German, if you hadn't guessed that already. And they have a second CD, Stoned Law, with songs in English. Excuse me one second. Okay, yes, I've played a couple of the songs from the English CD. This is the first one I've played from the German language. Herzverkaufen, I think. I don't know German, as I said, but it's kind of, any pronunciation clues I got probably from Hogan's Heroes. Anyway, next I have some Dweezil Zappa from early on, very early. Dweezil released his first recording, a single, My Mother is a Space Cadet, in 1982. The single was produced by Eddie Van Halen, and Dweezil was 12 years old, and all the kids he was playing with were young teens or younger. And I bought that single back then. It's a picture disc single. Picture sleeve, I'm sorry. And I still have that too. And what I have for you today is the single's B-side called Crunchy Water. I remember putting this song on one of the mixtapes I made for parties. I used to make tapes for when I had parties and such, and I liked this one a lot, and I put it on there. So here is Dweezil Zappa with Crunchy Water.
I was walking down the street,
He said for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight if I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee. He would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me.
Look here, brother.
Look here, brother.
Who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Look here, brother. Don't you waste your time.
Mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo, but he told me right then when the top popped open there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, you might not believe this little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too. Achoo!
Look here, brother.
Look here, brother.
Who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Look here, brother.
That's right.
Don't you waste your time on me.
I mean, don't even start.